USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer has asked the FDA to amend the emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine to allow it to be used to vaccinate children as young as 12. Their application comes as COVID cases are on the rise in younger Americans. Dr. Paul Offit is the director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He tells CNN that getting the vaccines to teenagers would help slow the spread of new variants of the virus, but also says that Americans need to hold on just a little longer and keep up public health measures.
We have 20% of people that are now fully immunized. We have about 25% of people who've been naturally infected, which will provide immunity. And if we can get to about 80% population immunity, we can slow the spread of this virus. And by giving basically 3 million plus doses a day, we can get there in the next 2 months, but we have to hang in there for the next 2 months, and we're not doing that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Supreme Court has ruled that California cannot enforce its COVID-19 rules that limits only 3 households to gather for worship in a residence. Wendy King reports.
The 5-4 ruling overturns the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, which denied motion to prohibit enforcement of restrictions on such gatherings. They called the lower court's decision erroneous. Pastors Jeremy Wong and Karen Bush had argued the restrictions violated their right to free exercise of religion, and business owners had argued that California Governor Gavin Newsom's restrictions violated their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and assembly. In February, the Supreme Court also ordered California to allow indoor church services in Tier 1 counties, which are those having more than 7 daily new cases of the virus per 100,000 people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on Monday to try to sell his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan to Congress. The president has said he would listen to input on the plan from any Republican who wants to get an infrastructure bill done. But Senator Mike Braun thinks that in the long run, that's an empty gesture. The Indiana Republican tells Fox News that he's afraid the president's attempt to get ideas from across the aisle is only for show.
Infrastructure. I traveled the state the last 2 weeks getting input from legislators, people around my state of Indiana, and of course they love all the money that's falling from the federal tree, but they know that doesn't make sense midterm and long term. But I think it's just part of a calculation that they smoke screen us with that and then start to dump some of the stuff that would necessitate breaching the filibuster. And then my main concern is once they do that, there's a cascade into things even that are their crown jewels like Medicare for All, Green New Deal. And we got to be prepared for it because they err on that side rather than bipartisanship and trying to do stuff more slowly.
And the Vancouver Canucks have finally been given the go-ahead to reopen their team facilities after an outbreak of COVID. 8 games were postponed as 25 players and staff tested positive. The team will resume play on April 16th against the Edmonton Oilers. The league says it will adjust the schedule for the North Division to allow Vancouver to play its full 56-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.